Okay, so hello everyone. Let's get, we'll start in a minute. If we, the talk will have 20 minutes, and after that there will be space for questions. If you have questions, please write them into the metrics room, or we will try to run around with the mic. So thank you all for coming, and I will give a word to Alexander Bokovoy, who will have the first presentation about enabling FIDO in support remote for remotely managed users.
Yes. Thank you, Jakub. Thank you everyone who came today in this drizzle day into a room that is not so easy to find. Let's fight security with obscurity. Okay. The talk I'm giving here is actually, it was supposed to be done by Iker, who drives this effort at Red Hat. And I have another talk in the afternoon in the main tracks about passwordless Linux, where we are. This is part of it, but not the full stuff. So it's kind of a preview of where we are, hopefully with demos and without demo effect. Let's go. I hope I will be able to get something working. Nice, my laptop actually locked up. Really? Yeah, I'm trying. It doesn't want to. Okay. We'll get there. No. So the fun part is, this is old laptop. This is really old laptop. My actual laptop got the battery puffed up. So it literally looks like this now. It's sort of a hat, right? Here we're working there. But it means that I cannot fly with that kind of laptop. And this one is maybe 6 or 7 years old, so it's a bit surprisingly slow for contemporary software. We are booting Fedora, okay. So the old this talk about is about a very simple thing. Basically, this is the hardware incorporation of what people call nowadays as a passkey or WebAuthn, which is known as FIDO2 set of specifications. And actually, we start with a small demo, right? If I get the screen working. Okay, I don't know what you see there. Maybe you are not seeing anything. But I actually was able to log in with this token. And what I will be talking about is how I actually get it. Well, let's see.
Here we go. Now we see your screen.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the... because I logged in without password, the password storage manager asks me to enter the password to unlock the storage manager, not the not to log in with the password. That's another part of the stuff that we have to fix before we will be able to get into the Linux without all the passwords. Okay. Let me get to the talk. It's really slow. Given. Ah. I really hope to get this working. Yay! Finally, so some time ago, we at Red Hat working on the identity management, on security, on the stuff like free API and SSSD, we started looking into a couple things. So one of them is the how we can get passwordless into our systems. Mostly we talk about remote servers, and because that's what most of our customers are using. And many of those customers started asking about a thing that sort of required them to, or been forced for them from the governments and so on. So one of those things that is forced is FIDO2 or Web Auth, because, well, everybody else supports it. Where everybody else means all these web applications, all the other operating systems like Microsoft Windows and the others. And of course, there are properties that related to this. They are all nice, but the reality is that you get all of this nicely working mostly in browsers, at least on Linux. And not in all browsers. Some browsers do not support WebAuth and workflows, some do, but we need to get this, get these logins into the actual systems. Because if you are not able to log in into these systems, you cannot use this passwordless thing. And of course, there are, from the technical point of view, it's a combination of some PAM modules and some changes to applications and so on. It shouldn't be that hard, right? There are already PAM modules that implement this. The problem is that if you look at this from systematic point of view, if you manage thousands of hosts where you need to get access with the credentials stored somewhere, you need better than just everything defined on the single machine. So we started looking into what we have. We have centralized identity management, we have free IPA, we have SSSD on the client side that allows to query these different identity management, including free IPA, and so on. So we started looking what we can create all of this. And we wanted to enable use of FIDO2 in the console for these remote managed users. We start with local authentication. This is what's working now. It didn't work like a couple weeks ago. We're already having some progress. And the second part will be remote authentication, but with a twist, because all the things like remote authentication using native SSH, for example, protocol, it's really not about this. It's not compatible with the local use of the FIDO2. It encapsulates some of the principles, but it converts kind of use or assertion of the FIDO2 into a different form specific to SSH and cannot be reused for anything else. So the reality is that's coming from where all these governmental admins or big organizations admins are getting the pressure from. This pressure came actually a year ago in the form of what they call Zero Trust Memorandum. The Zero Trust Memorandum is effectively an answer by the executive office of the President of the United States to the set of threats that they got over last decade, or visualize it, at least in public. So this memorandum basically states by the end of fiscal year 2024, a number of things should happen in the governmental organizations. There are, I think, five big targets that they have to go, and one of these targets is to switch to passwordless everywhere. And to say the truth, governmental organizations in US already using passwordless form with smart cards. But WebAuth is called out as one of the recommended ways of doing it in the memorandum. So Zero Trust memorandum says that basically you have to use either personal identity verification, so smart cards, we already support that, and WebAuth as another approach, and go there. There you go. You see the customers or prospective customers getting pressure from their those who drive them, who give the budgets and so on. And then these customers come to Red Hat and all other companies and ask to get this working because they have to comply. Not us comply with this, but the customers comply with this. The lucky part we have is that all of this actually in the interest also of the community because, well, it simply improves our state not only at work but also at home. If we switch to passwordless everywhere, we get a bit secure environment, I hope, given the practices that we preach to at home. But this is the part. So if you have remotely managed users, basically define somewhere, centralize it, your accounts, your POSIX identity, your home directory, your shell, and so on, somewhere should be defined which passwordless credentials you can use. These credentials should be delivered locally, and if you have a device like this one, or maybe the one on the phone, which we do not support yet, it needs to be verified, it needs to be engaged with, applied, and so on. And in the in this centralized environments, we often have to deal with the fact that you're not only logging into the single machine, you're jumping somewhere. You're interoperating with other applications. Typically, this transfer of authentication state happens through transition from your local authentication to something like Kerberos, which issues a ticket recording your authenticated state and then uses this ticket to issue other tickets to other services in the environment that's been built. So on the high level, it's in principle all the stuff that we deal with in FreeAPI and SSSD already. For FIDO2, this is the new thing for us. But we use libfido2 library that's already existing and shipped in many distributions for the implementation of the FIDO2 stuff. We store the data at the LDAP server and fetch there. That's SSSD XL set. And the other part is we integrate with FreeAPI Kerberos implementation to provide the transition from FIDO2 to Kerberos. So for the local authentication, what happens is that you have the SSSD running on the machine. It picks up the user information from LDAP record for that user. Part of that record is the specification of the passkey record details, pretty much like in the traditional way you store them somewhere on the disk, but here you store them remotely. Then when token is added and there is a need to log in over PAM, any PAM service, you get libfido2 communicating with the device and performing its magic, comparing with the record that you have. So in LDAP this looks like this. I intentionally included a bunch of stuff here, but literally all we care about is that we have this passkey attribute, and obviously in LDAP it's a structured store, so you have to have an object class that defines use of this attribute. And on IPA level this looks like this. There is a user information which also has this passkey mapping. This is not in the released version of IPA yet. Hopefully by I hope by spring we will get this, but later I will show you where you can get the test version. So in IPA case only, you get after this login, which is currently not working, so you get a Kerberos ticket. This is high-level overview how it goes in. The presentation is available on the site, so I'm not focusing on describing these details. But effectively, we extended MIT Kerberos implementation to allow us communicating with the KDC. All these details related to web auth and implementation. So behind KDC on IPA, on free APA server, we have a relay and party implementation that performs part of this authentication and then uses Kerberos protocol to transfer the bits between the two sides. So testing. So this is actually a demo of what I kind of ran before I got my presentation working. So this is the locked-in screen this morning. And to unlock, I have to insert this passkey and press Enter. You don't see the full message because it's so large compared to the actual string input string that GDM shows. Then I just activate the device and magic happens. I logged in. How you can play with this yourself if you want to set up. Iker wrote some instructions in this blog post, and he maintains copper wrapper for Fedora 36 and 37 at this point. So you can get SSSD packages. There is one package that is not installed by default. This is exactly the support for FIDO2 SSSD-passkey. Then you need to enable it in the SSSD configuration. But if you follow Iker's instructions, you should get it working. Right now, it only works with free IPA because we have in free IPA from that copper app, because it has the support for storing the passkeys in the LDAP server. Okay, and I will stop here because I have like 3 minutes and I would like to hear any questions and feedback. This is sort of early stage. I will show a bit more in the afternoon with the bigger presentation that they have at the main track. There will be a bit more demos there, but we really would love to hear your feedback and what you want to see working there.
I have a Dmitry Belovsky, Red Hat. I have a question. So what happens if the key is lost or stopped working or something like that?
So what happens if the key is lost or stops working because it's a hardware that might blow up, right? That totally depends on how the system is defined. If the system is defined to allow fallback to other passkeys, or it's allowed to use a different authentication method, the fall through to those methods will happen. If you want to, if the key is lost, for example, a user or admin can remove from the user entry, you can remove the passkey mapping, and then this user wouldn't be able to use this passkey anymore. So it's in practice, this is a process thing. You have to define your policies for organizational policies, how you handle any lost credentials. There's no difference with this. Some systems, like for example, Apple in macOS actually forces you to define two separate passkeys, two separate tokens, if you enable one, because they think that you most likely will lose one. They probably figured out something about their users. Okay. Any other question?
Pass the hash. Is there any?
Yeah.
Pass the hash.
Pass the hash. There's nothing to pass here. So the whole, I'm not going into details of web auth and implementation itself. It's fairly secure in this context. Yeah, you have to have actual hardware or software implementation of the token. You have to have exact the same key. Key is not the private part of the key is typically not leaving the device, so it's fairly secure in that case.
Hi, Stefan here. Is it possible to add yet another factor to this authentication?
Can you please speak up louder?
Yeah, sorry. Can you add another factor to this key that you will bring, like a TOTP token?
I'm sorry, I'm not here. Guys, could you please silence a bit?
Sorry, I will speak out loud. Can you add another authentication factor to the process, like TOTP token next to this physical key?
So you're asking if there's a possibility to amend use of passkeys with something else?
Exactly.
I believe it's possible to, because all of this available over PAM interface, you can stack up several PAM modules in it. In SSSD, that wouldn't be possible at this moment to get it, but maybe this would be a good idea for going forward to allow extending and forcing to use several methods. Yeah, I will write this down. Okay, I guess I'm out of time.
I think we can still have one last question if there is some. Okay.
Nice technology. I have a question about usernameless login. Is it also supported? Because this is the promise of FIDO 2, that you can have discoverable credentials stored on the token. So the only thing you do is plug in the token and use a fingerprint. Does it also support usernameless and passwordless login?
So the question is whether login where a system, when you insert the token, identifies to which user this token belongs to. Does it work or not? Implementation as right now does not support it. There is a plan to support discoverable credentials. There are a few things that I would like to address in a presentation in the afternoon related to UX. Basically, right now we are very limited in how graphical environments allow to do this discoverability. So for example, for the smart cars, a couple years ago we changed GNOME, GDM, to extend to allow picking up different identities from the smart car. And if user has, for example, several identities associated with the same smart card, then GDM allows to pick up the right one. The same problem comes with the passkeys, and maybe amended with the idea of discoverable ones, but it's the same story. So it's more like not the back end, but rather a front end, the one that presents you. And user experience is pretty bad right now on this, but the plan is to fix it eventually.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Alexander, for the talk. Thank you for all the questions.
Yeah. Thank you.